Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
A little Avril Lavigne.
Actually, Taylor Swift,
oh,
Jerry.
Oh, I was close.
She did her
My
big
bad.
MetLife Stadium shows this weekend.
Oh, wow, I forgot about that. Okay.
Aaron Rodgers was there.
Good for him.
I saw a lot of videos on the internet.
Oh, is this about him dancing? People were killing him for dancing. What is wrong with everybody?
He was having. He was. He looked like he was vibing out, Jerry. He was dancing.
Good for him.
Hands up in the air. He looked better than me dancing. I'll tell you that right now.
Whatever. Why can't people just go out and have fun?
I go to a
concert.
Everybody's
gonna have an opinion. God, everybody sucks.
I just bob my head. You know what I mean? Like I can't.
I've seen you just bob your head too when you're drunk on a chair.
He was slowly dancing, Jerry. Like,
good for him. I think that's great.
Yeah. So a couple of fans took videos of him dancing. And then one of his teammates, Jerry, let me get this quote from you. Oh, John Franklin Myers. You familiar with him?
Of course, yes.
Sounds like a doctor.
It does, or a law firm.
He retweeted the video saying, "Y'all weird. Why can't he dance in peace?"
Right. Leave him alone.
Yeah,
well,
y'all
it's
weird.
It's the same thing with like Tom Hanks at the Bruce Springsteen concert.
Yes.
Why does everybody got to shoot the video and post it all over the place?
Yeah.
Let the guy have fun.
Look, it's Tom Hanks.
Ay, ay, ay. Then,
how about this cool video then that surfaced? And I believe he had to put this out, Aaron Rodgers himself. During a part of her show, the Taylor Swift show, confetti rains down on the crowd.
Okay.
And Aaron Rodgers was pretending the Jets just won the Super Bowl because of the confetti. And he goes, "The Jets just won the Super Bowl. Come on, Jerry."
Are we going to kill him for that, the way the Mets got killed for celebrating winning a World Series?
No, no, no.
Okay.
We are all in on Aaron Rodgers right now, so he does not get the same critique that the Mets got for practicing their celebrations.
How great are these months for Aaron Rodgers? Nick, you come in as the conquering hero.
Oh, my gosh.
Nothing but OTAs, all these optional workouts. He's here doing them, enjoying being who he is. Everywhere he goes, oh, my God, it's Aaron Rodgers. We're thinking Super Bowl for the Jets. They haven't played a game yet, so he hasn't done anything wrong. He's only had a couple of press conferences and interviews. He's been great. Like, does it get better than that right now?
No.
I mean, it will be if they win the Super Bowl, but shy of that, this is it.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
He also, he had put out somewhere, I can't find it now, but Aaron Rodgers put out under the video of Taylor Swift how he had a great time at MetLife Stadium. Can't wait to see all the Jets fans out there. Met many Jets fans. Met a lot of people that work at MetLife Stadium. He's all pumped. Like, you're right. He is, like, all pumped right now.
He is embracing this more than I ever thought he would.
Yeah, and you're right. I don't want this to end.
No games.
No games. But it feels like such a positive vibe right now.
How can it not?
I mean,
like, the Jets through the first 12 games of the season last year were a good football team.
Yeah.
I think they were 7-4, I think, at one point. They weren't a great football team, but they were really good. Now they've got Aaron. Now the defense is, for the most part, intact. A lot of the offensive weapons, plus some added, intact. And you've added Aaron Rodgers. This should be a great season for the Jets.
Yes.
It will be
a great season for the Jets, Jerry. I've got the Jets going to the Super Bowl right now.
Oh, well, good for you. You and a lot of other people.
It's positive.
We'll see. I think it would be great.
The only thing that can stop the Jets from winning the Super Bowl, injury.
Right, and what does it remind you of?
The Mets pitching staff at all times?
No.
Brett Favre?
In the history of the Jets.
Brett Favre?
No. Vinny.
Vinny Testaverde? What did he do?
Oh, come on. With Parcells, when he got injured, he ruptured his Achilles on the first game. What year? I don't remember whatever the hell year that was, but come on. That was supposed to be their year. You don't remember that?
Barely.
You have to remember that.
How do I barely remember
that? I don't know. It was one of the most... all kidding aside, I would say, and they've had some bad losses, as we know. They had the championship losses, the one in Denver, and then coming out that next fall that was supposed to be their year. They had the loss, the losses to the Steelers in the championship games, like, or playoff games, whatever. They've had some losses that have been tough. That game might have been, to my Jet fan friends, if you will, the most crushing day I've ever seen them.
That had to be right in the middle.
The season went up in flames.
That had to be in my Buccaneer years where I was locked in on the
Probably.
Buccaneers.
Probably. It was I can't
Vinny
think of the years.
Testa.
Yeah, get the date on that.
Injury.
It was week one against Seattle. I don't remember who it was.
Here's the, from the Jets press, Jerry. The 10 most heartbreaking losses suffered in Jets history. Vinny's Achilles.
Yeah.
1999.
It was 99. Was it against the Seahawks?
It was against the dreaded Patriots.
Oh,
Jerry.
It was against the Patriots. Okay. And it was week one. It was week one or week two. I think it was week one. Mm-hmm. I'm almost certain of it.
September 12th.
Yeah. So there you have. And it was.
Wow.
And it was one of those moments where you went from thinking Super Bowl, mm-hmm. like legit Super Bowl with the way they played the year prior. You had the coach in place. You had the quarterback who was playing great to holy crap, what just happened?
With Testaverde gone, this article reads, Jerry, Parcells would lean towards former second overall pick Rick Meyer.
Yeah. And then and who was the backup to him that he didn't go to?
Ray Lucas.
That's it. And that was always Joe's contention, that if Parcells would have gone to Lucas sooner, they still might have been a good playoff team with a chance. And he was always furious with that. And I think that was the season, I could be wrong. I think that was the season where Alex Van Dyke? No, that was the season that they lost in Detroit, I believe. And I remember Joe I've never seen him so angry. Because of the stupid play calling, as he put it, and he thought lost them the game. That was, I'm telling you, man, as a football fan and seeing my friends who are Jet fans with so much, it feels very much like this, so much optimism. We are taking the next step. We're going to the Super Bowl. This year would be more than just another step. It'd be the playoffs and then the Super Bowl. But that's how the Jet fan feels right now, and rightly so.
If this fails, there is no hope ever. you should never, ever get your hopes up as a Jets fan.
Do you think that Cub fans thought that too?
Yes.
There's always hope. Don't crush hope.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I had to tell you, when Boomer on Friday said when they were out in Las Vegas filming stuff for NFL Today that they already had to give their Super Bowl predictions.
That seems stupid.
And Boomer said Jets Cowboys.
Yes.
I felt that.
Oh.
I felt in my heart that
he was right.
Truth. Yeah.
Truth.
It was weird.
That's interesting because I don't hear many people picking the Cowboys to do much of anything this year.
Boomer just
Cowboys. So Boomer went Jets. That would be cool.
How exciting would that be?
Jets Jerry? Cowboys would be cool. I agree.
You'd have to go to that game.
No.
What? Jets Cowboys.
I mean, listen, we got to think about the whole Boomer aspect of it.
Yeah.
But if you remove that from it,
yeah,
I'd still rather watch the game at home. I would.
I don't know if you saw this, Jerry, over the weekend, but former Jet running back Le'Veon Bell, who of course really played with the Steelers, he said he used to smoke weed before games and then go out and run for 150 yards.
Okay.
That seems like it should be illegal.
Well, I'm sure it was at the time.
Oh, right.
But guys are still smoking weed. I mean, whatever.
If you want to smoke weed, smoke weed. Even if you're smoking weed legal, you can't legally, I can't have a beer then go play running back in the NFL.
Yeah, you can if it doesn't affect you.
I guess if no one knows.
I mean, guys, what was it? Hollywood Henderson used to have cocaine in his mouth, not in his mouthpiece. He used to have it in his helmet during games. He was snorting
cocaine.
Yeah.
Man, that seems Seems crazy. Dangerous, Jerry.
And now he is completely reformed. He is no longer an addict. And he's won the lottery twice, I believe.
Hollywood Henderson?
I believe he won the lottery, the Texas State Lottery, twice.
I believe you're correct. I believe he won the first time he won, he blew all the money.
Oh. And then won it again?
And then won it again. Weed.
How does that happen?
Weed. Because weed is expensive.
No, win the lottery twice.
Plus, you win the lottery in life of being good. You know, things have to happen to become a professional football player.
That is very true.
Not only skill, but there is luck and fortune and all that.
Also won the lottery of getting over abuse. Not everyone can do that.
Man, this guy's living life.
Wow.
Live.
He's been, if you ever heard of him on interviews,
yeah,
or I've read his book, which I did. Fascinating person.
I have not read his book. I have not heard him in interviews.
Hmm.
I need an
NFL. You are aware of him, though.
I'm aware that Hollywood Henderson is a guy who played for the Cowboys. I was a Cowboy fan back then and there. And I recall him playing, and I recall him being into drugs.
Yeah. Sad story, but a good ending for him so far.
Yes. He's staying clean, Jerry, and that's the important part.
Yeah.
And I guess the Jets and Quinnen Williams are, quote-unquote, not that,
that
far apart.
Yeah.
This is according to sources, Jerry.
Hardly
my sources.
Your source, the New York Post?
Yep.
Was it Rich Cimini?
Yep.
Your sources.
I know it was the New York Post. That's my source. I read it over the weekend.
Okay.
Because, but everyone's been saying that.
They will get that done. I'm not concerned.
He should stop being douchey on social media, Quinnen Williams.
It's his leverage.
He's using leverage.
Exactly.
Because we all know it's getting done. Get her done,
Jerry. It will be done, correct.
All right. We'll get her done.
Hollywood Henderson, 70 years old. Oh, by the way.
All right. Still hanging in there.
I wanted to make sure he was still doing okay.
Right, after discussing him.
Yeah. Seems like he's all right.
Okay, good.
All right, 5:35. Nice to have you with us on a Tuesday morning. Boomer and Geo, top of the hour. Big program right here on the Fan.